Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Bishalach. In this week's Parsha, of course, Bnei Yisrael, having left Mitzrayim, taking a seven-day journey, find themselves up against the Yam Suf. They have the Mitzrim chasing from behind, the waters in front of them, scared, nervous, they cry out to Hashem. Everyone knows the story, the incredible miracles of Kriyat Yam Suf, and Bnei Yisrael walk through the Yam Suf. And afterwards, they sing the incredible Shira, Shirat HaYam, Az Yashir Moshe, etc. The Medrash relates a really incredible conversation that happens between the angels, the malachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Bnei Yisrael is going through the Yam Suf. The malachim say to Hashem, why are you saving Bnei Yisrael? Why are you performing miracles for them? And you're destroying the Egyptians. After all, say the malachim, after all, halalu ovdei avodah zarah, halalu ovdei avodah zarah. What's the difference? The Jews are on the lowest level of Tumah, the 49th level of Tumah, and you're saving them. But the Mitzrim, they're also bad, we'll say, but you're not saving them. What's the difference? And the Medrash continues to discuss why Hashem is able to save Bnei Yisrael, but the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, asks a very powerful question. I'll say it simple. I didn't think of it, but it's a very simple question. Bnei Yisrael had many miracles performed for them, and the Egyptians had many miracles performed against them over the last 10 Makot in Egypt. Why didn't the angels complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when, let's say for example, when Dam came to the world and all the waters were filled with blood and the Egyptians couldn't drink but the Jews could? Why didn't the Malachim then say, halalu ovdei avodah zarah, halalu ovdei avodah zarah? Frogs everywhere, etc. Choshech, makat bechorot, of course. Why didn't the Malachim say, halalu avdei avodah zarah, halalu avdei avodah zarah, by makat bechorot? Hashem, why are you killing the Egyptian firstborn? They're avdei avodah zarah, I understand. But why aren't you, and why are you saving the Jewish firstborn? They're also avdei avodah zarah, so to speak, on the lowest level. It's a great question. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the Meshech Chachma, answers so beautifully and powerfully. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk says that, yes, of course, there always, so to speak, could have been, maybe even should have been, a claim against the Jews, or the Malachim's claim against Hashem, throughout the Jews' ordeal in Mitzrayim, and throughout the Makot. Yet the kategor, that so to speak prosecuting attorney, had no voice in Egypt. It had no voice because we never hear the Jewish people being divided. We never hear the Jewish people having different groups. And yet, and you'll take a look at Rashi when you get a chance, you'll see Rashi on Kriyat Yam Suf. Yet when it came to the splitting of the sea, Bnei Yisrael are divided. This group says, let's go back to Mitzrayim. This group says, let's fight. They started having and experiencing divisions. And once Bnei Yisrael started having divisions, the kategor, so to speak, that prosecuting attorney, finally has a voice. Hashem, so to speak, Hashem, I understand why you haven't destroyed Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, because they had achdut. They were together. There was no divisions. I have nothing to say against Bnei Yisrael when there's no divisions. When they are in achdut, when they are one body, one neshama, one soul, with no divisions, with no barriers, then I can't say a single word. However, all of a sudden, the moment that Bnei Yisrael have divisions, have differences, then all of a sudden, all the complaints can come out, and Hashem, as it were, has to answer for them and explain for Bnei Yisrael. This is, of course, a powerful lesson for you and for me and for all of Klal Yisrael. Each one of us belongs to a community. Each one of us belongs to a group of friends. And we have a certain philosophy in life and a hashkafa. And I see the world my way, and you see the world your way. And that's great. That's beautiful. That is the way we're supposed to be. There are 12 Shvatim on purpose. And there's Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim on purpose. And that's a very special thing. And there's men and there's women. And there's Ashkenazim and there's Sfaradim. And there's older and there's younger. And there's more energetic people and there's more introspective people. That's beautiful. We want that. If there's 15 million Jews, we do want 15 million opinions. This is the way ideas come out. This is the way Torah is learned. The Gemara is full of machloket. And that's beautiful. As long as it is a machloket l'shem shamayim. If it's a machloket l'shem shamayim, that I see my opinion, but I also want to hear yours. I believe my opinion, but I also respect yours. I want to hear, and if you're right, then I'm going to abandon my position and accept yours. Because we're both trying to get to the truth. So whether it's a machloket in halacha, is it kosher or is it not kosher? Is it mutter or is it aser? Is it lechatchila b'diyeved? That's beautiful. I agree, I disagree with you, but that's fine. That's what Torah is about. But I disagree with you respecting your opinion. I respect your right to have an opinion. I respect, most of all, you. And that's fine. And we're all serving Hashem, and we're all rowing on the boat in the same direction. All that is not only fine, but it's beautiful. When is it not fine? When is it not beautiful? When, God forbid, do we arouse the kategor, the prosecuting attorney in Shamayim? That's when I start saying, I'm the only one that's right. And you're wrong. And you're foolish for having that opinion. And you have no right to have your opinion. And I don't even want to hear your opinion. And even if deep down I sort of think you're right, well, I can't agree with you because my ego is getting in my way. Because my kavod is getting in the way. Well, in all those cases, chalila v'chalila, that's real division. That's not a machlok of the Shem Shemayim anymore. That's like Korach ve'adato. That's like the Erev Rav. That's like Datan ve'aviram. Chas v'shalom. And when that happens, the prosecuting attorneys in Shemayim turn to Hashem and say, these are the people you took out? If you're taking out people who have machlokot l'shem Shemayim and beautiful disagreements, but they respect each other, what am I? I have nothing to say. But these are the people you took out of Mitzrayim? How are they different than the Egyptians? Yemir Tzah Hashem, we're going to use this opportunity to see other Jews as not even being other Jews, as being the same as me. We have difference of opinions, that's beautiful. But I don't look down, God forbid, and no condescending, God forbid, no condescending perspectives, God forbid. Completely mutual respect, each one of us rowing in the boat in the same direction, trying to get to truth, trying to get to closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to make a Kiddush Hashem. May we all be zocha to live together, be'achdut. Shabbat shalom, everybody.